the Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and the Pet Milk Recipe of the Week. Just 2 weeks ago, Mary Lee Taylor and her staff completed a wonderful new collection of time-saving recipes, shortcut ways to prepare everything from main dishes and salads to desserts, every one delicious. If you haven't sent for your free copy of this helpful new book, be sure to get your request in today. Just print on a postcard your name and address and the word time-saving recipes and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. As you know, this is a pretty exciting time in the life of Jim and Sally Carter, a family of two that will soon be three. And today's story really started when Sally said,
I don't care what day the baby is born. I just want it to be a healthy baby.
And Mrs. Hogan, a neighbor, said,
Sally Carter, if your baby is born before the 21st, that's one thing. But if it's born after March the 21st, according to the stars, you'll have a baby who'll be a leader.
You'll hear the whole story in just a minute. And right after the story, I'm going to give you one of my favorites from the collection of time-saving recipes. A recipe for the kind of food that's welcome morning, noon, or night. And that's sure to make a big hit with men.
Uh-oh. What is it, Mary Lee?
Dell, have you ever tasted apple pancakes?
Nope. Can't say that I have. Sounds good, though.
Well, you're going to taste apple pancakes today.
Fine. Made with Pet Milk, of course?
Of course. And, Dell, just in case some of our listeners don't know how wonderful Pet Milk is.
Why, Mary Lee Taylor, everybody knows that Pet Milk is wonderful. And one reason it's so wonderful is that it's a concentrated milk. Good, sweet, whole milk with a lot of the water taken out and everything else left in. Everybody knows that double-rich Pet Milk is a blessing for babies because it helps babies build sound teeth and strong, straight bones, helps them grow and develop beautifully. And when it comes to cooking, well, doesn't everybody use Pet Milk and Mary Lee Taylor recipes?
Dale, you're doing fine, but I think it's time now to take a quick trip to Capital City and the home of Jim and Sally Carter. Working late tonight, but Sally isn't lonesome, for two of her neighbors have dropped in with their mending. Mrs. Hogan, the friendly widow from the third floor, and Nikki, the pretty little red-haired stenographer who lives on the second floor rear. They're all three talking as they work, of course, and right now they've gotten around to Mrs. Hogan's favorite subject, astrology.
Why, it makes all the difference in the world, Sally. If that blessed baby of yours is born before March the 21st, it'll be a child of Pisces. After that, it'll be an Aries.
And you honestly believe that matters, Mrs. Hogan?
Nothing in this world is more important than a person's horoscope. If the choice was mine, I'd a lot rather have an Aries baby. What do you think, Nikki?
Well, nobody's got a choice, so that's that. I don't believe this slip's worth mending.
Mrs. Hogan, I still don't understand how a few hours difference in a baby's birthday could make any difference in his life. It's the same baby, with the same heredity, same environment.
But born under a different star, dearie. An Aries is a leader, courageous and positive.
Oh? And what about the other, born before March 21st?
Much more easily led they are. Oh, not that there ain't some mighty fine people born under the sign of the fish, but they got to have the right surroundings to get along. Yes, Aries is safer.
Well, I'm so tired waiting for the baby, I'd gladly settle for sooner than March 21st. Then I'd work on his surroundings.
Atta girl, Sally. Well, it'll be an Aries baby. I feel it in me bones. Pass me the scissors, will you, Sally?
Sure. Here. Oh, and you're probably right, Mrs. Hogan. I'm afraid the baby will wait until after the 21st.
You really believe that stuff, don't you, Mrs. Hogan?
All I know, Nicky, is that astrology has worked out very scientific. And I must say, me daily guide has been very helpful to me many times. I keep it with me all the time. See?
Hmm. Let me look. Oh, it's for June, too. My birthday's in June.
Is it now? Well, let's see what it says for you, Nicky. See here. This is for yesterday. Not a good day for social matters. Don't be venturesome. Stay at home.
Well, I'll be darned. If I'd known that yesterday, I wouldn't have had that blind date last night.
You see?
But why, Nicky?
Well, I lost my Christmas compact, and I got a run in my best sheer nylon, and the guy turned out to be a schmo anyway.
Oh, Nicky, you know it was just one of those evenings.
The stars could have told you.
Maybe you've got something, Mrs. Hogan. If I had stayed home, I'd have been a lot better off.
Let's try the astrology out on Jim, Mrs. Hogan. He's driving to Cedarville Monday to try to make a big sale. See what his daily guide says, huh?
That I will. What date might Jim's birthday be?
It's July 23rd.
Leo. Oh, dear. I'm afraid I didn't bring any Leo stuff with me. And something might... Well, now it worries me, not having it.
Oh, that's all right. Doesn't matter.
I wouldn't be too sure about that. If Monday ain't favorable, he'd better put the trip off.
Today's the only day he can get the company car.
You going with him, Sally?
Well, I really ought to. Jim hates so to drive alone.
Well, then,
the doctor said I could go. And the weather's so nice these days. But I had asked Mrs. Rarick to come here for lunch.
You could change that, dearie.
I wish I had something to do Monday. It's my day off. But I guess I'll clean my room and iron some blouses. Golly.
Hand me the scissors, will you, Nicky?
Uh-huh. What else does my horoscope say, Mrs. Hogan?
Well, now, dear. Your personal guide for March says, your emotional life is at low ebb.
Huh, can say that again. It hasn't been lower since I was in the sixth grade.
And you should look close about you for a new interest. A dark man who is already in your life might supply.
That's a lot of hooey. There's no dark man in my life. Or is there? Huh. Close about me.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to look around, now would it?
No, it certainly won't. And Monday's my day off. Say, Mrs. Hogan, where do you get those books anyway?
Forgot all about Mrs. Hogan's astrology until the next evening when she and Jim were playing checkers before their fire.
Uh-huh. Triple jump. Here, to here, to here. Crown me, darling.
Oh, I'd like to, you monster.
I've got you now.
Oh.
You're beautiful, baby, but you're not very bright.
Oh, saved by a knock on the door. Come on in.
Oh. Heck, it never fails. When I do have you beaten once in a lifetime...
I'm on one of those magazines. I was interested in Jim's trip Monday.
My trip? In a magazine?
Well, you see, last night, when we were mending...
Good evening. I thought I'd bring your books down and tell you about Jim's trip.
Well, how come all this literature on a little trip I'm going to make to Cedarville? I don't get it.
I think you should know what the stars indicate, Jim. And, on the whole, the signs are favorable.
Oh-ho, astrology. Why, Mrs. Hogan, I didn't know you were interested in the stars.
It's very scientific, young man.
And Nicky, too.
Yes. I'm learning an awful lot, Jim. You'd be surprised at what my horoscopes told me.
The stars told Nicky she shouldn't have had a blind date Thursday night, but they didn't tell her in time.
A blind date, huh? I could have told her that, and in time.
You're a Leo, Jim. I think Leo is a wonderful sign. Its basic quality is fire. It says here, determination, constructive force, and single-mindedness are the underlying characteristics of this nature.
You don't say.
Uh-huh, I do. And it says, this is a personality of unusually high voltage.
Well.
With a direct approach to life and great energy.
That's interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
And in it says, you must be careful not to be ruthless and overpowering.
Well, I'll watch myself.
And look here. Henry Ford was a Leo, and Herbert Hoover is one.
Mussolini, too, I see. He didn't end up so well, as I remember.
Well, he wasn't careful not to be ruthless.
Let's look up a few days in your daily guide, Jim. Here, for today, it says, your personal income requires careful management.
That's a safe one. True any day.
And for Monday, the day of your trip, it says, today's influence favors creative effort.
Fine. Guess that takes care of the sale in Cedarville.
Does it say anything more, Nikki? Yes, it does. Seek congenial associates. They will help.
Don't they always?
That's funny. Leo Cross is my sign, Monday, and my daily guide says a trip would improve my situation.
That means you should go home and see your folks, which you should have done Christmas, young woman.
Oh, my goodness, Mrs. Hogan. I almost forgot you were here.
Oh, I thought as much.
I wonder. Leo Cross is my sign.
Nikki, it couldn't be crossed by a nicer sign of the zodiac.
Well, fellas, these Leos, masterful, brave.
I still say it always improves a girl's situation to treat her folks right, Nikki. And you ain't been to see your mother since?
Mrs. Hogan, if you just let me attend to my own affairs.
Exactly what I'm suggesting, dearie.
Mrs. Hogan, please. Sally, you're not going to drive with Jim to Cedarville, are you?
I haven't planned to, Nikki.
Oh, well, come on, Sal. You don't want me to have to go by myself. And, well, Dr. Arnold said it'd do you good.
But, Jim, if Sally doesn't want to go, well,
Nikki, Sally, look what your daily guide says for Monday. It says, stay close to the members of your family on this day. You can be of great help to them. See? You gotta go.
But Mrs. Hogan, you must be looking at the wrong...
Come on in the kitchen, Sally. I'll help you make that hot chocolate.
Help me.
What? Make the hot chocolate. Come on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I could use a cup of hot chocolate.
Well, all right. Come on in the kitchen, Mrs. Hogan. I'll just open a can of milk and get out the cocoa.
You're a nice girl, Sally, but too nice for your own good. That's because you're an Aquarius.
Will you please tell me, now that we're out here where we can't be heard, what are you up to anyway, Mrs. Hogan? You made that daily guide right up out of your own head, and you know it very well.
There's no reason to get upset about it.
But mine for Monday said, do nothing today. Stay at home and await development.
I ain't usually one to go against the stars, but development is exactly what you don't want to await. Especially the development Miss Nikki has in mind for Monday.
Nikki? I don't know what she means.
Don't you see that she's scheming to get to drive to Cedarville with Jim?
Well, suppose she is.
Don't you remember that her emotional life is at low ebb? Don't you recall that dark man already in her life?
Oh, Mrs. Hogan. Nikki's my friend. She wouldn't want to cause me any trouble.
Sure, sure, she means no harm, but you know Nikki. She just can't help shining up to any good-looking man that's handy. You take my advice and go on that drive with Jim.
Besides, but Jim didn't even know what she was getting at. He doesn't know she wants to go with him, if she does. Oh, stir this hot chocolate a minute, will you?
Sure. But take it from me, Jim will know before this evening's passed. She'll see to that.
Oh, Mrs. Hogan, you're making something out of nothing. Can you reach those cubs?
Oh, that I can. Here you are. Sally, your baby. I think he's going to be an Aries, but if he ain't, if he's born before March the 21st, he has to have the right surroundings. No trouble, no complications. Nikki might just as well get things straight from the first.
Mrs. Hogan, you've got me all mixed up. First, you make up your own daily guide. Then you tell me I have to drive to Cedarville on account of the baby's horoscope. Do you believe in the stars, or don't you?
Sure I do. But astrology's kind of like medicine. You've got to know when to take it and when to leave it alone.
You're wonderful. Well, our hot chocolate's ready. Come on.
I'll open the door for you.
That's what I mean.
Wait a minute. Listen.
So, if Sally doesn't want to go, I could go along just to keep you company. Your daily guide does say that congenial company will help.
Why, yeah, so it does. And I hate driving alone.
See what I mean, Sally? Uh-huh. Yes, I guess I do.
Well, I wonder how this chapter's going to end. Of course, you'd know sooner if I hadn't interrupted, but all I want to say is that if you want to spend less time in the kitchen and less money for food and still serve delicious meals, then Mary Lee Taylor's booklet of time-saving recipes is for you. It's full of shortcut ways of getting a good, tempting meal ready with money left over to put in the piggy bank. So, today, sure, write Mary Lee Taylor for time-saving recipes. I'll give you the complete address a little later. But right now, I'm sure you want to hear the ending of today's story about Jim and Sally Carter.
Here's our hot chocolate.
Oh, let me help you, dear.
Oh, wonderful.
It looks good.
Jim, what time are you starting to Cedarville Monday?
Oh, I'm not sure, honey. Pretty early, though.
I was just telling Jim that if you don't feel like going, Sally...
Oh, I've been thinking about it. I've decided I will go, Nicky.
Oh.
Well.
Uh-huh. So, Mrs. Hogan persuaded you with her astrology, huh, Sally?
Oh, yes. No, Nicky. You see, I sort of hold with Shakespeare.
Who?
Remember? In Julius Caesar? Somebody said, "The fault, dear Brutus, lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. If we're, well, pushed around or something like that." So I think I'll go with Jim, Nicky.
But I thought you said you'd invited Mrs. Rarick for lunch.
Oh, Mrs. Rarick will understand.
Sure she will. Gosh, I'm glad you're going, Sal. We'll make a holiday of it.
But what about my holiday? And that dark man in my life?
Sure, and I reckon you'll have to look a little further for that dark man, dearie. The stars wasn't exactly with you this time.
I'm sure you're interested, just as I am, in knowing about what will be happening next in the life of Jim and Sally Carter. But there's something else you're interested in, too, every day of the year. And that is food. The kind of food everyone in your family will enjoy. The kind of food that helps to keep those you love well and happy, so that they get the very best out of life. And that's the kind of food we're always planning for you here in the Pet Milk Kitchen.
Well, pardon the interruption, but that's the kind of food you can always make more easily with Pet Milk. Just about everybody feels better when he has milk every day. Doctors say so. But lots of people don't like to drink milk all the time, so one way to get around that is to serve plenty of milk-rich foods. And you'll get recipes for delicious food combinations, rich in milk and low in cost, when you send for Mary Lee Taylor's time-saving recipes. Where to send? Well, just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And the recipe that's been chosen as the recipe of the week, remember, is for apple pancakes. It's a recipe that can be used with perfect success in any altitude up to 5,000 feet. But if you live in a higher altitude, better send for the specially adjusted recipe telling me at what altitude you live.
Well, just a second, Mary Lee. How about my apple pancakes? After all, you did promise me...
Yes, I know, Del, but customers first. And Pet Milk customers know that... Right about now on this program, we plan a complete money-saving meal.
How much of a money-saver?
Well, today's meal can be prepared for as little as $1.03 for four people with big appetites. We start with creamy potato soup. The recipe is on page 7 of the booklet, Time-Saving Recipes. Then our main attraction, apple pancakes with sausage patties. And a salad that's as beautiful as it is delicious, emerald salad.
Sure, and it sounds like a bit of heaven. And be gory, I'll bet the recipe's in the time-saving booklet.
That it is, Dale. And it's a gelatin salad, which can, in this meal, serve as the dessert, along with hot coffee or tea.
And a mighty fine meal it is, too. But you know something, Mary Lee? Since the recipe of the week is for apple pancakes, I thought sure we'd have a guest on this program.
A guest? Who?
Who? Why, Aunt Jemima, of course.
Oh.
I thought sure she'd come on and at least say, love that pet milk.
Well, I'm sure she'd say it if she were here. Because the most delicious pancakes in the world can be made from pet milk and Aunt Jemima's pancake mix. And with a mix such as this, you can make pancakes cheaper than you can if you use all-purpose flour.
And I suppose that brings us to the recipe and puts me further away than ever from the apple pancakes I was going to have a chance to sample. Honey, but that's life, I guess. Okay, Mary Lee, so how do you make apple pancakes?
Well, it's one of the shortest recipes in the book. And you start this way. Put into a bowl 1 1/3 cup of plain pancake mix.
Okay, put into bowl 1 1/3 cup plain pancake mix. All right, Mary Lee, so far it's as easy as pouring out pet milk.
Next, stir in slowly a mixture of...
Of what, Mary Lee?
2/3 cup pet milk and 2/3 cup water.
Aha! 2/3 cup pet milk and 2/3 cup water. And remember, when you mix double-rich pet milk with an equal amount of water, you still have richer milk than the milk generally sold in bottles.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the pancake mix, and we've stirred in the mixture of pet milk and water.
That's right. Next, fold in 1 cup of peeled apples, cut fine.
Fold in 1 cup peeled apples, cut fine. Mm-hmm. Then what?
Then stir in 2 tablespoons melted shortening.
Stir in 2 tablespoons melted shortening. Then just put them on the griddle and let them sizzle, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that pancakes sizzle, Belle. But anyway, you do bake them on a hot, slightly greased griddle until bubbles appear and the edges are cooked. Then you turn the pancakes and brown on the other side.
Yes, ma'am, and they show sound scrumptious.
And that recipe makes 18 4-inch pancakes. And now a few important things to remember in making pancakes. Do not beat the batter until it's smooth. That's right. Do not beat the batter until it's smooth, because overbeating toughens the pancakes. The lumps you'll notice in the batter are bits of shortening which will disappear in the baking. It's important, too, to have your griddle just hot enough. One old-time test that's still good is to pour a few drops of cold water on the griddle. When the water does a lively dance on the surface of the griddle, it's time to bake the pancakes. To be doubly sure, you might bake just one small pancake first.
At this point, I'd even settle for that one small pancake. But go ahead, don't mind me.
And remember, unless you have a greaseless-type griddle, you'll have to grease your griddle lightly with a bit of folded paper toweling dipped in unsalted fat. Just don't have too much grease on the griddle, and don't have the griddle too hot. One other thing. Never turn a pancake more than once, and never spank it after turning, because then it's liable to get heavy instead of light and tender the way it should be.
Well, I don't know much about pancakes, except that I love them, and I'd sure like to have one of those apple pancakes. But I do know that pancakes or any other food that calls for milk will taste better and be better for you when you use pet milk. And pet milk is such convenient milk, easy to carry, nothing to break, easy to store in your pantry because it always stays good and sweet in its sealed can, easy to pay for because it costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And you don't need to have any other kind of milk in the house when you have pet milk, because this money-saving milk is tops for cooking, perfect for coffee and cereals because it's double rich and wonderful for babies. So for all your milk needs, buy pet milk. And say, when you buy pet milk, help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders featured right with the pet milk display in your grocery store.
And if you'd like a pet milk charm, a tiny metal miniature of the pet milk can, made especially to wear on a charm bracelet or on a key ring, just do this. Take a label from any pet milk can. Write your name and address and the word charm on the back of the label and mail it to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. Don't send any money. Just send the Pet Milk label.
Say, I just thought of something, Mary Lee. And now and then at our house, we have pancakes topped with cream dried beef. And I bet that'd taste swell on apple pancakes.
That's a wonderful idea, Dale. Or with slices of crisp bacon. And if you've never served pancakes as dessert, try this sometime. Just bake the pancakes as usual, then spread with a little sugar and cinnamon, and roll up like a jelly roll, and serve one or two to each person. And here's another idea. In place of the cut-up apples called for in the recipe I gave you today, sometime add 1 cup of cream-style corn to the pancake batter. The combination of corn pancakes and sausage is especially good.
All this talk about pancakes and sausage is unfair to a hungry announcer. And besides which, we have only a few minutes left. So before Mary Lee gives you today's recipe for happiness, I'd like to remind you to tune in tonight for Vic Damone, starring on The Pet Milk Show with Kay Armon, The Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra. So don't miss this popular half-hour musical show tonight over most of these same NBC stations. And send today for your free copy of our most recent booklet, Time-Saving Recipes. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And join us again next week for the story of the week and a recipe for one of those grand one-dish meals that's easy to fix and low in cost.
And now, today's recipe for happiness.
There is a beautiful and an ugly way to say almost anything. Happiness depends upon which way we take. And now, until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Chan. Now, a quick reminder. The Red Cross is a partnership of all the people. Give generously through the Red Cross to help those who can't be helped in any other way. Remember, it's only in giving that you receive. Del King speaking.